The Andersons Pig Business is a multi-generational affair and is situated near Hivesville, around 60 kilometres northwest of Kingaroy. Yesterday, the South Burnett Regional Council gave approval for the piggery to expand its numbers from 2,500 to 5,000 pigs. Now, at those numbers, the farrow-to-finish piggery will become a medium-sized operation. They send their pigs into Swickers at Kingaroy to be slaughtered, but all their pork actually ends up in Sydney for the restaurant trade. Owner Tracy Anderson says the family are delighted, but an expansion at the farm level has actually been a long time coming.
It is great news. About 2 years ago, we made the decision to expand the piggery, and it's taken us about 12 months of pretty vigorous paperwork and backwards and forwards between council and DAF to get the application to where it is today. So we're really pleased.
What will the expansion mean? How many pigs will you have under this new expansion?
We'll go to about 5,000 pigs, so we'll double our size, which just means that we can become more progressive and we can keep up with basically the rest of the pork industry, and it means that we can have a really viable, exciting future.
Will this mean an addition to the current buildings? Will there be a further structure built?
Yes. There will be. So the current piggery as itself will stay where it is, obviously, and the new piggery site will be about a kilometre behind it, and there will be about three new sheds built to house the new pigs.
And will there be extra jobs with this? Will you be putting on an extra person?
Absolutely, yep. We'll probably have to put on at least one more person, possibly two.
So there's obviously confidence. You have confidence in where the pork industry's at for you to look at doubling your current enterprise.
Yeah, we do have confidence in the pork industry. I think there is a great future in the pork industry, and I think that we made the decision that if we wanted to stay in the business and we wanted to grow, we had to get bigger. We had to expand to really have a really bright future.
Tracy Anderson, now that the approval has been given, when will works actually start?
We probably will hold off on works for a little while. We've got some other things that are happening with the current piggery to go sow store free. We need to get that work finished first to put us in line with the rest of the pork industry. So we're going to be installing electronic sow systems, and then once we get all that sort of completed, we'll move into the next phase of the other buildings.
It must be exciting looking at planning a state-of-the-art complex.
It is exciting. We're a family-run business, and we have children that are really excited about the pork industry too. Even though they're younger, they want to have a future as well within the industry. And so for us, we feel that we're doing all the right things, and we're making it sustainable, not just for us, but for our kids as well.
Tracy Anderson, Anderlea Piggery near Hivesville in the South Burnett. In an industry where you hear more about downsizing and closures than growth, it's been welcomed. The local council too is pleased, with the mayor of the South Burnett Regional Council, Wayne Kratzman, saying it's great news and will have a flow-on effect for the whole community.
Look, it's not the biggest piggery in the world, but it's just another vote of confidence in the pig industry, and it's wonderful for South Burnett. We've got some large piggeries in our area, and you put that together with some of our cattle feedlots, it's really what we do well here in our primary production, and we're very lucky we've got a facility like Swickers, and you know, to a large degree, they're a lifeblood for so many people, and you know, it's not only the wages they pay, but how that becomes a domino effect and flows right through our community.